From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Actor and former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson is making a major step towards entering the presidential race. This coming Monday, Thompson will officially begin a preliminary fundraising effort that's designed to test the waters to see if there's room for another GOP candidate. 10 Republicans are already running, but polls consistently show Thompson to be a major contender. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
If Fred Thompson still thinks he needs to look out to gauge interest in a presidential 08 run, he shouldn't look any further than the Donut Den here in Nashville, Tennessee. It's nestled between a high school and a nail salon, and apparently it was where he used to come every day while he was senator to grab a blueberry muffin.
Fred, if you come in, as the sign says, there's a blueberry muffin waiting for you.
Amy Stewart's a Donut Den regular. She says she hopes that Thompson will heed the call of the sign hanging in the window of her favorite shop. On one side of the poster is a picture of the former U.S. senator downloaded from the internet. To the right of that is a bumper sticker and a promise of a free blueberry muffin if Thompson jumps in the race. Donut Den owner Norman Fox says he knows there are other efforts out there to draft Fred Thompson, but he says he wanted to sweeten the deal.
You know, he could be Abe Lincoln, he could be George Washington, he could be Teddy Roosevelt. He just seems to me to be what the country needs. And if my assessment of his level-headedness and common sense are correct, then to me, he looks like just what the country needs.
Fox says he's given away more than 70 Thompson 08 bumper stickers so far. Stewart says she picked one up and has since drawn colorful arrows pointing to it on the rear window of her red SUV.
I like his leadership in the past. Doesn't bother me that he has a Hollywood background. I think it's all right to pursue the things that you're good at, and Hanky's good at politics and at acting.
Stewart says she's leaning towards Thompson because she's not completely satisfied with the Republican pool of candidates right now. And conservatives have complained that the top Republican candidates, such as Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, and Mitt Romney, leave a lot to be desired. But South Carolina Republican Party Chair Katen Dawson says Thompson's appeal isn't necessarily saying anything bad about the other candidates.
I don't think it shows any weakness from the other campaigns. I do think most campaigns would tell you that there would be a large undecided vote going into the summer, and I think that's what's available to be picked off right now.
Thompson is reportedly establishing a formal fundraising group next week. Sources with his nascent campaign are refusing to call it an exploratory committee, but say Thompson will be meeting with people, raising money, and seeing how much support is out there before making a final decision in the next few weeks. Republican pollster Tony Fabrizio says there may not be enough time to catch up.
This kabuki dance that has gone on for the last 2 months and may go on for another month yet is not helping his chances. It is already late in the game, and in a game where you're going to need at least $50 million plus entrance fee to play, that doesn't leave you a lot of time to have that kind of net cash lying around.
Bob Davis, a Thompson friend and head of the Tennessee Republican Party, disagrees.
No, no, Fred Thompson goes on his time. You know, he's not going to have some pundits, you know, tell him when he needs to go or get in, those kind of things. Somebody said you got to raise $100 million, and I said, says who? I mean, you know, I think, you know, you have to have enough money to get your message out and to do what you need to do at the end of the day to be successful, and Fred Thompson understands that.
Fabrizio says that the next few weeks will truly forecast whether or not Thompson has the fundraising power to run.
I would rate Fred Thompson's chances as being very good, purely on paper. However, I think we are going to learn a lot in the next 30 days. And I think one of the reasons why Thompson probably is doing a testing the water committee and doing all the fundraisers he is doing in the month of June is to see if he can actually put together the money. If he can't put together the money, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Thompson not run at the end of the day.
But for now, the former U.S. Senator and Law & Order TV star is scheduled to make a speech before state Republicans in Virginia this weekend and could make an appearance on late-night television in the coming weeks. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.